W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has declared a state of emergency in California as the state confronts the latest storm system. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
In many parts of Northern California, they are stacking sandbags. Last week, the concern was snow. This week, it's rain and floods. The rain is already coming down, and it's melting snow. That combination is what worries officials.
Flooding is imminent. Please evacuate your residents now.
Residents who are staying are trying their best to get ready.
We have our solar-powered lamps ready.
In some areas, the rains are forecast to continue into next week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Biden is responding to the latest jobs report, which showed more than 300,000 positions were added last month. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president calls it a good jobs report, but investors worry it will lead the Federal Reserve to increase interest rates at a faster clip. The next report on consumer prices is due next Tuesday. Mr. Biden says he hopes it will show inflation to be in solid shape.
I feel confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Asked about budget proposals House Republicans are beginning to offer, Mr. Biden said one GOP plan would result in drastic federal cuts to police, firefighters, and health care.
I don't know. We just have a very different value set.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Sexual assaults are up at military academies nationwide. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that story.
One in five females say they experienced unwanted sexual contact. This report shows an 18% jump in assaults over the previous year. The Navy in particular showed nearly double the number. The student survey found increases in everything from touching to rape at all of the schools.
Suspected drug cartel members in Mexico have handed over five people reportedly involved in the deadly kidnapping last Friday of four Americans. Two Americans and a Mexican woman were killed when gunmen opened fire on the four U.S. citizens in the city of Matamoros. The Americans had come to Mexico for a medical procedure. We're learning more details about yesterday's mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall in Hamburg, Germany. CBS's Holly Williams catches us up.
German officials say the gunman had a sports shooting license to carry the pistol he used. Police also say they'd previously received an anonymous letter warning them that the shooter may have undiagnosed mental health issues.
Eight people were killed in that attack, including the shooter who killed himself.
Hello there. Hello. Sorry, are you visiting?
Priest Edward greeting crowds of people in Edinburgh today. He was named the new Duke of Edinburgh. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grains wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude. Knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take too long. About that ending there. The St. James Infirmary on Max Inc. Radio. The People Brothers Band. Kisses before that. Talk about another extraordinary vocal artist here in the Madison area, rocker from the People Brothers Band, Mama T. Whew. Awesome stuff.
Wow. Yeah, she's always been amazing. The band's always been amazing. They've played Atwood Fest and Atwood Summer Fest for years. They're just a, you know, fan favorite.
They're
up north down here.
Yeah. They play everywhere, and they're awesome, and they're playing tonight. I forget where. I'll get that in a minute for you. But more importantly, People Fest is coming up this year, August 10th and 12th. This is at the Driftless Music Campground in Veolia, I think it is, Wisconsin, over just by Ontario over there. It's over there, rocker, in the Driftless area.
Driftless Music Gardens.
Oh, Jimmy. Man, it's a magical place. People Fest 15 in Yuba, Wisconsin. That's where it's at. Driftless Music Gardens, August 10 and 12. Rocker, we got more excitement on the show tonight. We're not done yet.
We do, Jimmy. We still have Irene Keenan Jr. She's going to do an interview with Terry Barr a little after 8:30. And the Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy. Kelsey Miles, she's in the studio right now. We're going to be setting her up in just a minute. And then, of course, Maxine Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight. We're going to interview Carbellion, Eclipse recording artist. Cameron, he's going to be talking to us from Milwaukee. And Essential Last Crack at 11, Jimmy.
Of course, Carbellion, part of Bomblastica, which is the celebration of 27 years of Maximum Inc. or Max Inc. And April of 2011, I believe. 2011?
Is that the start of Max Inc. Radio, Jimmy?
Max Inc. Radio started, yep. So E-Dub and I were doing the Bastard Den on Infernal Rock Radio. Great name, by the way.
Right.
And
a show in your basement.
Right. And I did another show called Studio K, and you came on as a guest. This is where I met you, Rocker.
Yes.
You came on to talk about the Last Crack show that was happening at Scats.
Oh, boy.
And that led into, hey, I love radio. Let's do a live broadcast. So E-Dub and I talked to like 100 people at Scats.
Yeah.
And then the week later or something like that, you're like, let's launch a radio station.
Yes, it's true. And you know, people may not know out there that Max Inc. Radio started as an internet radio station, and we did it for many years. And Jimmy, you were the program director of that, and you had an amazing schedule of people that were decentrally located in Wisconsin and around the world, really, that would do shows on Max Inc. Radio.
The variety of the shows was amazing. I mean,
Wow.
You had like kind of Americana during the afternoon, Outlaw Country with Tommy Trigger.
Yep.
Remember that guy?
He was at Starkweather Brewery now, one of the owners there.
Steel Toe Dan with the Stoner Rock Revolution.
The Stoner Rock Revolution.
A lot of local music.
A lot of great shows that were happening on Max Inc. Radio, and eventually the licensing, you know, that's always one of the issues, right? They came down on the industry at a certain point, and it just didn't make sense anymore. And then came Crudy. Crudy got a station
in Madison. For Crudy.
And he says, hey, Rocker, man, we got talk radio during the week, but, you know, you want to do local music on the weekend. And Jimmy, we started that in 2019, and we're still going.
Crudy and Civic Media are keeping local music alive on the radio here.
All over now in the state of Wisconsin.
Speaking of that, where am I at here? We got some music on the way from the Civil Engineers. We're going to squeeze in some Porky's Groove Machine. Of course, Irene Keegan Jr. with Terry Barr. Let's do some Beth Keeley. She's coming in the studio here shortly with Gin Bottle Rockets. Gin
chocolate and Bottle Rockets.
I'm having a bad night here.
Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets is going to be an amazing show, Jimmy. The last time we had it in the Devil's Lair, it was exactly how it sounds. It's like one of those words, right? Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets.
I know.
That's the three of them.
I blame Aaron for this. I'm blaming Aaron for all of this tonight.
Aaron?
You're in trouble, Aaron.
You know who we're talking about.
I've been accused on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been accused of driving way too fast. I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine. Well, it's been said that I am unstable, relentless, crazy, and unable to back down in a fight. Well, they might be right. Accused of lighting both ends of a candle just to watch it burn. Well, it's been said that I drink too much, I talk too dirty, play a little too rough. I can't wait my turn.
shaking out the salt and pepper hair. The party stops, all eyes are on this well-seasoned pair.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma you see. She's got a sick posse, a quirky name is Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. They crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to be get them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
She's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chucks, I know she's faster in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Spectre Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. And she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
Yes. Max Inc. Radio, that's Porky's Groove Machine there. And Spice Girls. Do yourself a favor sometime if you're looking for something to watch. Go to thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv. Look for the archive for the New Year's Eve show. Check out the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine. They all three of them were fantastic on stage. Such a fun night. Worth a watch, you know. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Kelsey Miles coming up live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Find more at movetomadison.com. Plus, Terry Barr has a conversation coming up in just a couple of minutes with Irene Keegan Jr. She's from La Crosse, and she has some stuff happening, and we'll hear from them in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Mad City Brido Expo. Mad City Brido Expo is happening March 26th. That's just around the corner at the Monona Terrace. It's if you're getting married, it's your one-stop shop for everything. And as your ring is just the beginning. MadCityBridoExpo.com. Also, Zippy Lube Coffee and Donuts on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's north side. Coffee, donuts, and fried chicken. ZippyLubeMadison.com. And by Wykert Realtors, Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop in their office on Atwood Avenue. They're always happy to see you. And check them out online at Wykert Realtor, Wykert-LakePoint.com. Civil Engineers and Molly Wood celebrating the women in the Madison and Wisconsin music scene here tonight on Max Inc. Radio. Stick around. Terry Barr sits down with Irene Keegan Jr. and we're going to hear her song Million Miles. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief, regulators are in search of a buyer this weekend for the failed Silicon Valley Bank. More from CBS's James Inman at the White House.
This follows a bad bet and loss on a bonds. That led to a run on the bank, which caused the second largest bank collapse in American history.
Torrential rains have washed away a major road in California's Santa Cruz County, says KPIX-TV reporter Justin Andrews.
A huge gaping hole here on North Main Street in SoCal. The road gave way, trapping so many people in this community. Crews tell us it'll be about 24 hours before they get these repairs all done.
A wet, wintry mix is heading towards the Midwest, and meteorologist Andrew Lyons at the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says it will then continue east.
Southern parts of New England look to probably get some heavy snow out of this system as it goes through at least early to mid-week next week.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Ah, the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yesterday, I thought I knew you. And today, dark to see the sun go down. We'll be right back.
too bad.
We are local music. That's Irene Keegan Jr. there. Great little song, A Million Miles. I love the beat on that from 2018 from her self-titled CD. Hey, Terry Barr, please tell us about Irene Keegan Jr.
Well, she is described as a vocal powerhouse. So the question tonight, why is Irene Keegan Jr. now taking her power to the pages of a book? Well, we are about to find out as Irene joins us on Max Inc. Radio. Thanks, Irene, for being here. Yay!
It's fun.
Excellent.
Far. I haven't wrecked anything yet, so I'm good.
Okay. Well, I've seen you in Madison quite a few times, but you have toured and you've opened for some pretty amazing big bands all across the country. Tell me about, you know, who are you and why have you done these kinds of things? And if it's been exciting, have you loved it?
Oh, yeah. I would love to do it all over again. But, you know, there's like things like COVID and there's stuff like traveling with a band and getting old and going, I have to haul that gear myself. You know, there's a lot of that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I love playing music. When I was young, that's all I wanted to do. I would sit and play. I didn't know anything. I still can't read music. I took lessons and the teacher fired me.
Oh, no.
She said, I don't know enough chops and licks to show you how to play, so I'm going to cut you loose. I'm like, okay. And I played by ear, figured out what I wanted to do. And I never really wanted to play anything, though. I wanted to just sing. So my playing was just enough to write songs and use it as an implement for that. And then when I played in bands, I didn't want to play a guitar until some point they wanted a guitar player. And it was on as a prop. There was an behind me
that
was plugged in with the tubes were sticking up upside down. We call it the upside down amp. It was a trainer amp. And my guitar wasn't actually plugged into it. And I would fake putting I'd see where the guys were putting their fingers and fake where my hands were. And eventually I learned what chords I tuned up and I learned the chords and I was playing. And one night I told a sound man, I said, all right, just put a speaker, you know, turn me up, actually mic me up and turn me up. And
he's like,
so I played it and they had a double solo where they stood shoulder to shoulder playing this double solo thing. And I stood in front of him just in the rhythm part.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't know what chords I was playing for years. I just played some wherever their fingers went and what sounded good in my head when I was using it to write.
That is an amazing story because I've seen you sing and play. And, you know, in more recent years, you would never know that backstory.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Wow. You know, I guess for anybody listening, it gives them hope, you know, which is a cool thing that you can learn to play guitar if you want to.
If you want to. I think that everybody has some musical thing, even though they say, oh, I am tone deaf and all. I think everybody's got something. I ran karaoke for a while and, you know, people are like, oh, my God, why do they do this song? I'm like, it has nothing to do with the people listening. It's the person. Everybody's got a song in them they want to let out. It doesn't matter. You know, you judge it however you want. Some of the greatest singers are people that are famous. They're not necessarily in tune. They just have a style about them. Listen to Mick Jagger. He's not necessarily in tune, even with the song he's singing. And I love The Stone.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a style.
Okay. So we've got a little secret tip here on listening to music in maybe a little bit of a different way now. Oh, my. Hey,
well,
Irene.
Tina Turner said she wasn't a great singer. She said she just had a way of getting a song out of her.
Ah, there. Yes.
And
for those who don't know you, how do you describe yourself and your music? And what are you up to these days otherwise?
Well, I am. That's a lot of questions.
Yeah, it kind of is. And we'll talk about the book, obviously. So that's coming. Oh, so you can hold off on that.
There's myself and my music are kind of almost two different things.
Got it.
You know, like I've run into people, they love the stage person, and then they meet me and hang out with me, and they're kind of like, "Wow, you're kind of boring." I'm sorry, I was doodling on a paper. Sorry, I didn't. What did you want to talk about? You
know, the two sides of Irene.
Yeah, and musically, it was just I love the release and the cathartic, just freedom of playing music,
yeah.
Singing. I can't dance. I mean, it's the same thing with music. It's my interpretive dance. It's not very attractive. It's kind of painful sometimes. So the singing just came with the thing. And my mother always sang, or there was music always playing, and it just seemed like the natural thing to just follow that and go with it. And so music was that.
I'm so glad. Yeah, because you've entertained, and we love it, you know.
Yeah, my mother is a great singer. But she was a great singer. So now she's 91 and I take care of her.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What I do. I take care of her. I'm back here in Wisconsin. If I wasn't for my mom, I don't think I'd be here, especially with this cold and crap going on.
Yeah, I understand.
I traveled today and I hurt.
Well, let's talk about you. Yes, you are living in La Crosse right now, and you're from northern Wisconsin originally. What do you think about the Wisconsin music scene? Because you've pretty much traveled everywhere, including all over Wisconsin.
I think there's something about, you know, they talk about that Texas blues sound and the mm-hmm. Chicago blues sound. And originally I was a blues singer. If you listen to my stuff, you'll hear the blues and everything I'm doing. It's like I was a torch singer that became a rock singer. And it's kind of strange. But anyway, there's different tones of the California sound. Wisconsin has its own sound that's kind of a mix of a lot of those things. But there's a richness to it because what do we do in the wintertime besides shovel and chop wood?
Yeah.
We hone our instruments. We hone our craft. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, find our warmth in that and our dreams of going somewhere warm in that or somewhere amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's
La Crosse used to be, when I first came to La Crosse, I was like 17, and you'd walk down any street downtown on any given night of the week.
Yeah.
And there was the butts of musicians in the windows playing these little makeshift stages in the bars. And now it's so hard to find that. And it's aggravating. But they still pay you the same they did back in the...
Oh,
you know,
no. Oh, no.
Yeah,
all right. We got to talk about that on another time and get these venues to step up a little bit for the music.
Come on now.
I know. Come on. Okay. So I love this. Instead of writing songs right now, you recently wrote a book. Dave Goes to the Moon. Okay, who is Dave and what inspired the book?
Well, Dave is my cat, and he's seven. He's one of the most charactered cats I've ever had. He's changed me. I swear, he made me a nicer person. I used to be just kind of grumpy, and now he's just like, he's so sweet. I'm like, oh my God, Dave's so sweet. And I rescued him from a farm where he was eating dog food, and he sleeps on my head. So, you know, he does little kitty twitching and stuff. And I'm like, what are you dreaming, dude? And it's not always like, sounds like it's not always a good dream. Sometimes he seems stressed. So I just kind of gently, don't wake him, just gently hug him. And pretty soon he sighs. And goes back into a normal sleep. And I'm like, oh, phew, thank God. I'm not going to get scratched up now.
Oh, man.
And so I started writing these with this idea of, it kind of went to my own childhood, and I went back to being a kid, reverting to being a kid, and the freedom I had as a kid to just dream. And
aww.
And I remember, like, we'd build little forts and we'd read comic books and stuff. And I was grew up on Bugs Bunny and things, but I loved, I don't know, like Batman was my hero because he wasn't a superhero, yet he was. But he learned how to do all of that stuff. He didn't have some, you know, magical power that could fly. He had, you know, little weird gadgets that could pull him up in the air and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, geez. So as I was writing these kids' books, I started thinking about it. And it was like, I see a lot of these books out there about princesses and superheroes and stuff. Things that not every kid dreams they're ever going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took this ordinary cat with his ordinary toys, and I put him on some grand adventures. So this is the first in a series, actually.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. That's awesome.
The first in a series. And because dreams aren't all happy, this one is just the start. It's just the adventure started out, you know.
And this one in particular goes to the moon. Why not?
Yeah, goes to the moon. Why not? We're taking a new journey. Let's try this. I've never been to the moon, but let's go to the moon. And then the next one, it'll be a little more serious, maybe dark, I guess, maybe a little bit darker.
Actually, that's reality.
It's already figured out. It's going to be called Dave Does Hard Time.
Oh.
So he goes to court. And they give us some stuff, and they, you know. So it's the little steps along the way. And I went to different publishers. I looked at different kids' publishing books or children's publishing books.
Yeah.
And they wanted stuff about education, oppression, sexism, racism. And I thought, what kind of kids' books are those? I mean, my favorite was Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, you know? I love that book as well.
Mm. Yeah, so I wanted to do that, you know, go somewhere else and take this journey and not have to be all worried about, am I teaching them the wrong thing or whatever? Right. It's just about imagination and play.
Oh, yeah, it does. It takes you back to being a kid. I got to ask you about this with the book. It's like being on a stage again, you know, as a musician.
It's a different kind of stage.
Yeah, and you've been hosting these book signings and meeting with people. What has the reaction been when people are getting their hands on your book?
I'm amazed at how many people come up and tell me that their kid who's, you know, maybe got some learning disability or something, loves the texture of the book, first off.
Oh,
and the
colors
are so bright. They want to look at the pictures. And a lot of my friends or the people that are coming in are like telling me this is the book their kid wants to learn to read from. And I'm thinking, okay. like it's, I feel like now there's a responsibility, but I don't want to think too hard about it because if I do, then I'm going to change my original format that I had in my head.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't
so
do that.
I want to keep it back to what I originally wanted to do, which was just adventures for kids.
Well, and it sounds like it's working if they're telling you that. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And I will never put people in them. They'll be, you know, like the whole Dave gets chewed out by somebody and you just see the words of the person. You don't see anybody. And because I don't want anybody to be, oh, this is a book for this, you know, this race or that race, really.
Right.
I want everybody to be able to relate to Dave in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. So where is Dave, the star of the book, right now? What is Dave doing?
Right now, I think he's sleeping on the couch in the other room. He's,
of course.
He was bugging me, and I went, all right, it's time to feed you because he gets fed at 6. So I fed him. Then he had to play a little bit.
Yeah.
And he took off. So.
Oh, that is so great. Yeah. Is there going to be an episode of a book in the series, Dave Becomes a Musician?
I haven't actually done that. He actually, there was one I was debating, and I'm not sure exactly how to do this. I want him to go to art school.
Oh.
Because he was starting to carve things and sculpt things in his cat box.
Okay. This is just going to be such a fun series to follow along. Oh my gosh. Irene, how do we keep up with you? How do we find the book? Where do we keep up with what you're up to these days? And if there are more book signings, how can we find you there?
Well, right now I'm doing stuff on Facebook. I'm trying to create a website, but again, going back to the, I don't do computers very well. I need a 12-year-old to do build me a website, or
yeah, and they can.
It seems like the age when you can do that stuff.
But find you on Facebook. That's where we can keep up with everything you're up to.
Yeah, and it's Irene J.R. Keenan.
Excellent.
It's me. There's a bunch on there. Actually, there's a site on there that is What Cats Dream also. And that's the book thing. And I'm working on trying to get the PayPal and stuff hooked into that. But I'm, again, I'm tired of throwing up on my table and my computer. So.
It will happen. And then you'll sell even more books. So that's excellent.
I hope so.
Good.
Not even, I'm not even about the selling of the book. I want people to have the book.
Oh.
You know, just so that kids can do that thing and dream like we did when we were kids. Everybody seems like they're worried about this video game or that movie coming out, and they're getting pretty fantastical. I mean, I do like the graphics, but come on, really?
Your own imagination.
Yeah. That's
This has been so great to talk with you. Thank you so, so much, Irene Keenan Jr. And of course, the book Dave Goes to the Moon. And we'll be watching for the next ones in this series, Irene. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. And you have a great night. Stay safe. Don't slide around in the ditches out there.
Yeah, you too. Oh, my goodness. Irene Keenan Jr., everybody, on Max Inc. Radio. And we are local music and local stories, too.
I see your face and I can't cry. Don't let me, yeah.
only me. That's Irene Keegan Jr. on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Irene and Terry Barr for the awesome chat tonight. Really appreciate that. GBK and Rocker hanging out with you. Kelsey Miles, she's here and she's ready to play live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Live music on the radio coming up next. We are local music.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Hey, this is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
March 15th. March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.